Well, Nancy, how do you like them apples?
I love them apples because this is the time of year when there are just about a million different kinds of apples out there. And if you don't believe me, come to Seattle, hang out at the farmers markets, or even in your local grocery store, and you'll see that we've become a place where you can actually get more than just quote-unquote delicious apples.
Do different apples actually taste different? Because I've never eaten an apple in my life.
You know, there's something wrong with you, but that's not news to you.
Or anyone else.
I actually went to the University Farmers Market recently on a Saturday, and they had, I think they called it Apple Palooza, and I stood in line with a bunch of people to taste something, you know, several dozen different types of apples, one after the other. I was floored because I grow my own apples. This year I had a really, really lousy crop, mainly because I think I wasn't watering them enough. But some of the apples that I tried blew me away, mainly with their tartness, because that they're crisp and they're tart. I bought some apples called a Prairie Spy, which were huge. I mean, they were the size of a mini pumpkin, I swear to God. And I took those home and made apple pies out of them with lardo. Hey, speaking of lardo, a friend of mine told me that the lard that I've been spending entirely too much money and time rendering, I could get more cheaply if I mail ordered it from a place called Dietrich's Meats and Country Store in Pennsylvania, not too far from where I grew up.
So you can actually buy lard through the mail now?
You can buy lard through the mail. And I called them, and I think it was something like $2.95 for already rendered leaf lard. And wow, they will UPS it to you. So for something like £5, I think she said, with the UPS cost, it would be some in the vicinity of $25 or I think less than that.
It reminds me of the time when I was about 14, when my Aunt Seal, who was perhaps a bit unbalanced, in the middle of July in New York, it's pretty warm, mailed us a 5-pound block of frozen chicken fat. It was frozen when she mailed it, I should say, when it arrived. Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty schmaltzy of her, I must say.
Oh, terrible.
I stopped into PCC recently just to kind of see what kind of apples they were selling. And they had things like Ambrosia and Braeburns and Honeycrisps and Johnnigolds, but they also had Gravensteins. And that's not the first time I've seen a Gravenstein in a supermarket. We have an old Gravenstein tree that hasn't been producing for years. It's a gorgeous tree. But about, I don't know, 5 years ago, it started producing again. It's probably 40 years old.
Well, what happened? Had it just been sulking before or what?
You know, I don't know enough about this, but I think that there's a lifespan of production. And it may also have to do with those bees that everybody's carrying on about.
Oh, yeah.
But it started producing a couple years ago, and there were beautiful green apples. They never got as red as they should be, as the red as the Gravensteins I'm finding in stores. I'm also nuts about cider. And my family actually will drive all the way up to this place called Cedardale Orchards, which is between Mount Vernon and Conroy, right off I-5, just to get a gallon of their most delicious cider. In fact, we buy like three of them. And I have an extra fridge, thankfully. I think one year I even froze them. But the thing I love about that cider is it's not real sweet. When you buy apple cider in the store, it's often just a little too sweet.
I wouldn't know. I've never had cider because it's made from apples. Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, appears at seattletimes.com/allyoucaneat. Thanks for getting to the core of this issue today, Nancy. Ooh, I'm Dick Stein.